nilkom nilqakom għas-seba program sensira tmiem il-kolonializmu f'Malta. Din is-sensira ta' programmi hija bbażata fuq l-ewwel volum ta' Fortress Colony, The Final Act, 1945-1964. Ġabrat għatlet kotba miktuba mill-Professur Joe Pirotta, kap tad-Dipartiment ta' Relazzjonijiet Internazzjonali f'ħdan il-Fakultà tal-Arti fl-Università ta' Malta. Illum ser niddiskutu is-sitt kapitlu ta' dan il-ktieb, l-Elezzjoni Ġenerali tal-1947.
National feeling was dominated by anger at both Britain's unilateral final settlement regarding the cost of reconstruction and at the slow pace at which reconstruction was taking place. The Maltese felt that Britain had gone back on its word, and resentment towards Britain was rife. They expected the party elected to office to take up the matter with the British government and start a vigorous reconstruction program. This would have had the added advantage of providing much-needed employment, which would, in its turn, help to raise the standard of living. The imperial government had only temporarily suspended the general rundown of its manpower. Thousands were waiting for the opportunity to emigrate. However, the colonial administration was unable to overcome the very real problem of securing shipping in order to initiate a program of mass emigration. A Maltese government was expected to stand up to Britain over the question of discharges and the provision of alternative employment, and to find ways and means of securing transport to countries willing to accept Maltese migrants.
Fil-fatt, Professor Pirotta, il-feeling ġenerali fost il-Maltin matul dak il-perjodu.
Naħseb jiena li wieħed ikun eżatt jekk jgħid li il-background ta' din l-elezzjoni kienet ċertu sens ta' rabja fost is-soċjetà Maltija lejn l-Ingilterra. Il-Parlament Ingliż kien għadu kif għadda il-Malta Reconstruction Bill Final Settlement, jiġifieri kien qal li dawn huma l-flus Senatu għar-rikostruzzjoni ta' Malta, jiġifieri vvota 20 miljun oħra ma' 12 miljun diġà kien hemm. U għal daqshekk, il-Malti kienu jafu li dana kien mill-inqas 13 miljun inqas mir-rekomandazzjoni tal-espert tagħhom stess. Allura kienu qed iħossuhom li kienu ġew cheated mill-Gvern Ingliż inħabba da ma kienx qed iżomm kelmtu li iħallas għall-ispejjeż kollha tar-rikostruzzjoni. Fuq dik kien hemm din is-sens tal-rabja. Kien hemm is-sens tal-rabja wkoll ħabba l-fatt li kienet jintilfu l-impjiegi inħabba il-rundown li kienet isir għax issa il-gvern Ingliż u servizz Ingliż ma kienx qed fadilhom daqshekk bżonn ta' ħaddiema Maltin bħalma kellhom fi żmien il-gwerra. Proċess vera li kien naturali imma għal Maltin fejn il-ċans li jsibu xogħol alternattiv kien żgħir ħafna u barra minn hekk ma kienx awaqqas il-possibilità li wieħed jemigra kif ġibu laħa dan kienu problemi kbar ħafna u ħassew li l-Ingliżi għandhom jagħtu każ tagħhom iktar milli kienu fil-fatt qed jagħtu każ.
The provision of social services was acceptable to all shades of political opinion. The form they should take, as well as the manner in which they ought to be financed, were highly disputed issues. Following considerable pressure from Labour members in the Council of Government, the colonial administration had finally put forward legislation to establish a widows and old age pension scheme on a contributory basis. The plan, which envisaged benefits payable at age 65, were variously received. The Labour Party and the General Workers' Union claimed that the money was being spent by the state on poverty relief and in the poorhouse will be saved and become henceforth a lifetime responsibility of the workers. They described it as a pension which the worker would receive if he survived, quote, the 5 years of starvation on whatever subsistence he may be able to procure, if any, for himself after the normal retiring age of 60. On the other hand, the scheme was applauded by the more conservative elements on the island. The Times of Malta considered it a form of compulsory saving on the part of the workers, while the Bulletin claimed editorially that the sooner social reformers understand that self-help is the most practical form of social security, the sooner shall we be enabled to introduce other similar schemes. The scheme was never put into practice, but the provision of social services became the central issue of the 1947 campaign. This is not surprising, since living standards were rapidly declining, while the consistently high birth rate indicated a continuing steady deterioration in the already poor social conditions of the masses. No political party, however, ventured to suggest any form of birth control. The church had always encouraged the Maltese to look upon large families as a blessing. Reverend Gambin, writing in explanation of one of Archbishop Gonzi's pastoral letters, had this typical advice to offer, quote, "God created marriage with a precise and determined aim in view, and this aim he showed clearly to our first parents when he told them, 'Increase and multiply and fill the earth.' Marriage, therefore, has as its primary aim the increase of humanity, and anyone who marries with the idea of weakening this aim does not receive any sacrament." Unquote.
Servizzi sociali kienu kwestjoni importanti ħafna wkoll.
Ma niskantawx biha din li kienet. L-ewwel ħaġa, il-fatt li ma kienx jeżistu social services f'Malta kienet tinħass u kienet ilha tinħass. Issa l-Ingilterra, u biex nkun preċiż, il-Gvern Laburista Ingliż kien daħħal welfare scheme estensiva, social services estensivi, wara l-elezzjoni tal-1945 fl-Ingilterra. Ġifi senti qabel din l-elezzjoni. U kien fil-fatt rebaħ l-elezzjoni prinċipalment inħabba l-weda li daħħal dan is-social services. Issa il-Partit Laburista li il-mexxija tiegħu kellhom speċjalment Domenico Mintoff kellhom kuntatti kbar mal-Partit Laburista Ingliż kienu jħossu li l-Gvern Laburista Ingliż kien se jħares b'simpatija lejn din ix-xewqa biex jibdew deħlin is-social services f'Malta u li kien se jkompli jgħin lill-Gvern Malti biex jagħmlu. Ovvjament, iktar qudiem ġie diżappuntat għax l-Ingliżi kif diġà għadna f'programmi oħra ma kellhomx l-ebda ħsieb li joħorġu żjed flus lejn Malta speċjalment biex jitlu is-social services. L-attitudni tagħhom kienet jekk intom tridu social services ħalsu għalihom. Però din kienet l-għajta kbira tal-Partit Laburista fl-elezzjoni li jitħu social services. Kull partit kien favur social services li ma kellux jaqblu kienu il-forma ta' li kellhom jieħdu u qas ma kienu jaqblu kif kellhom jitħallsu, ġifieri kif se jinstabu il-flus għalihom. Partit Laburista jgħid li social services jitħallsu permezz tal-introduzzjoni ta' taxxi diretti fosthom l-income tax. Il-partiti l-oħra ma kienux favur l-introduzzjoni ta' income tax. Kienu jitkellmu dwar servizzi soċjali li għandhom ikunu kontributori u għalhekk kien hemm qasma fuq il-metodu u l-forma li dawn għandhom jieħdu, però mhux fuq il-prinċipju ta' social services.
Relying on his reputation as the champion of Gozzetan interests, Mr. Henry Jones formed the Jones Party. Jones courted Gozzetans by promising to fight for farmers' rights, better facilities for fishermen, the building of schools, the introduction of electricity to all parts of Gozo, free hospitalization and better roads. A party organ, Il Partito Jones, the Jones Party, was launched, and Jones worked hard at spreading his message all over Gozo. He was well known on that island, and his political position was rendered stronger by the fact that his cooperative had a monopoly on the distribution of pollard. His challenge in Gozo could not be disregarded.
Issa fl-istess waqt kien hemm żvilupp interessanti f'Għawdex ma tas-Sur Henry Jones li kien il-President fil-fatt tal-kooperattiva tal-bdiewa ta' ukoll sem importanti f'din l-elezzjoni.
Ara waħda mill-affarijiet interessanti ta' l-elezzjoni hija li naraw pluralizmu politiku wiesa qed jaħdem. Appena kienet ċarra li diħla l-Kostituzzjoni, żdiedet l-attività politika u nibdew naraw movimenti biex jitwaqfu partiti politiċi differenti. L-ewwel attentat ta' partiti ieħor ma' dak li diġatun jeżistu kien dak li fil-bidu kien imsejjaħ The People's Party, però dana qatt ma nixxi li jaqbad fuq saqajh wara kemm kien hemm attentat biex jitwaqaf dal-partit fil-fatt ma rnexxix. Issa f'Għawdex insibu lil Henry Jones. Henry Jones kien bniedem li kien qabel gwerra ħareġ man-nazzjonalisti. Ma telax fl-elezzjoni tal-1939 meta kien ħareġ magħhom, wara l-internament ta' Neri Knizzi, dana kien ipprova itajjar lill-kap tiegħu stess li telfu s-seġġu fil-kunsill billi kiteb lill-Colonial Secretary biex joħodlu s-seġġu li dan ma kienx sar, wara l-gwerra kien prova jidħol ma' partit ieħor li kienet jiġi format issa, li se nitkellmu dwar iktar tard id-DAP, Democratic Action Party, u kien ukoll fl-eżekuttivi tiegħu tad-DAP da, però unsista li jekk jitla fil-gvern id-DAP għandhom itu garanzija li li jagħmluh Ministru tal-Agrikoltura li ma jidux ituh. U għalhekk talaq mid-DAP u ifforma l-partit tiegħu, The Jones Party, fil-bażi tiegħu f'Għawdex. U nsibu li kontesta l-elezzjoni u neħħiju il-kandidati l-oħra li ħarġu miegħu, il-ħames kandidati li kellu kienu bdiewa u fil-fazzajjiet.
The possibility of five Gozo Party MPs elected to the Legislative Assembly on a sectarian platform posed a serious threat to the future stability of Maltese politics. In the case of a hung parliament, the Gozo Party could bring undue pressure to bear on the party prepared to assume government. It would be in a position to wring concessions in favour of Gozo to the possible detriment of the seven other electoral divisions, or even to affect national policy well beyond its representative strength. The Gozo Party was well aware of such possibilities and attempted to assuage Maltese fears by emphasizing that, quote, it was fully aware of the fact that the interests of the nation came before those of the minority.
Fatt il-possibilta li jiġu eletti dawn il-ħames kandidati kienet qed tiqis bħala theddida u x'hekk?
L-iktar jekk jitilgħu il-kandidati ta' il-partit proprja ta' Għawdex. Għax kellna wkoll partit li kien jismu il-partit ta' Għawdex, the Gozo Party, immexxi mill-avukat Joseph Mazzini. Dan kien partit li twaqqaf b'rispons għas-sens ta' abbandun li kienu jħossu l-awċin dwar il-gżira tagħhom. U naħseb hawnhekk kellhom ċertu raġun. L-ebda gvern Malti fil-fatt qatt ma kien ta' xi priorità speċjali lil Għawdex. Anzi, pjuttost il-politiċi Maltin kienu jidru Għawdex biss meta tkun waslet xi elezzjoni. U il-mossa għawċija tal-partit ta' Għawdex kien din. Huma ħassew li bin-numru ta' partiti li kien hemm għall-elezzjoni kien ċans tajjeb li l-ebda partit ma jkollu maġġoranza assoluta. U li għalhekk jekk huma jgħinu xilhom itellgħu ħames kandidati minn Għawdex ikunu f'pożizzjoni li biex ngħid hekk jinfluwenzaw mod sew dak li jiġri fil-parlament biex ikollhom miċ-ċafetta tal-bilanċ tal-parlament. U għalhekk ikunu jistgħu jrasqu iktar il-problemi ta' Għawdex u ġagħlu lill-Parlament Malti u lill-Gvern Malti li jkun qed jgħid hemmhekk blajnuna tagħhom biex jagħtihom ċertu priorità. S'intendi il-problema kienet li jekk da ma jirnexxilhomx, allura l-partit ta' Għawdex ma tantx kien se jkollu effettività. U għalhekk minn dan l-għan kien hemm diġà miżruħ iż-żerriegħa tal-mew tiegħu iktar quddiem.
The Democratic Action Party's strategy was to try to attract the votes of ex-constitutionalists who favoured strong ties with Great Britain. Of those nationalists who favoured a firm assertion of Maltese rights while being genuinely worried that Mitz's leadership of the Nationalist Party precluded electoral success, and those Labourites who could be persuaded that the Malta Labour Party was falling into the hands of extremists, and finally of the business and professional classes who felt threatened by Malta Labour Party's promise of taxation reform. In order to reach its aim, the Democratic Action Party projected itself as the party of sense and moderation, able to promote the interests of all classes of society. In an outline of party policy, Hisler wrote, "There would have to be the most careful examination of the island's fiscal methods and all sources of taxation, actual as well as potential, explored to ascertain which would produce the best revenue return with the least possible burden all round. Only after requisite economies have been effected would it be possible to assess the scale of taxation necessary."
Kien ukoll il-Democratic Action Party. Dan għax sam kellu f'din l-elezzjoni?
Dan huwa kien partit ġdid. Issa, li kien ġara kien dan, fi frar 1947. inti kellek il-Partit Kostituzzjonali formalment ixolji. Kien għandek dikjarazzjoni formali dan xogħlija. U kien hemm numru ta' nies li kienu jew Striklandjani jew anke nazzjonalisti. Li però dawk li kienu Striklandjani ma rridux jingħaqdu mal-Partit Nazzjonalista ovvjament. U dawk li kienu nazzjonalisti kien hemm minnhom li kellhom dubju kbir jekk fil-fatt il-Partit Nazzjonalista jista' joffri oppożizzjoni għall-Partit Laburista li kien jidher li blajnuna tal-ġermek eżjuni se jġor kollox quddiemu. U allura l-idea ħarġet li jiffurmaw partit ġdid biex ikun jista' jieqaf lill-Partit Laburista, speċjalment u hawnhekk kienet waħda mill-problemi kbar għalihom fejn ma kinux jaqblu dawn li ffurmaw id-DAP. L-idea kienet li jekk ma jħallux il-Partit Laburista jidħol fil-gvern ikun jistgħu iwaqfu l-introduzzjoni tal-income tax. U ġi format il-partit taħt it-tmexxija ta' il-professur Joseph Hisler li fil-fatt kien milli jimmilita fiħdan il-Partit Nazzjonalista qabel il-gwerra u li kien hemm ukoll min kien ħares li bħala aktarx leader futur tal-Partit Nazzjonalista u nsibu il-DAP jiġi organizzat. Segretarju u li kien ukoll jagħmel ħafna xogħol ta' dal-partit li kien l-avukat Giuseppe Paċ li għalli huwa msemmi Paċevil għax ħafna mill-benaf Paċevil kienet mibni minnu u dana ħareġ bajta qawwija ħafna kien partit li naħseb kien l-iktar partit li kellu fondi xjon fuq għall-kampanji elettorali kien partit li kellu flus wara kemm interessi kemm professjoni tal-professjonisti e anke ħafna iżjed tal-kummerċ u ħafna kienu jaħsbu li vera li kien sejati ċlida serja joffri oppożizzjoni serja lill-Partit Laburista.
The Nationalist Party intended to hasten the pace of reconstruction and take into consideration the views of the inhabitants of Cottonera in the reconstruction of the three cities. The party promised to take up the question of the insurance of workers against sickness and old age, of workmen's dwellings, of the improvement of relations between employers and employees, and the development of trade unionism. A public service commission on which the Malta Civil Service Association would be represented would be appointed, and an investigation into the conditions of work of the police force, of employees in the private sector, as well as into the condition of ex-servicemen and the unemployed in general carried out. The black market would be dealt with vigorously, the cost of living reduced through development of trade and commerce, while local industries including agriculture, fishing, the local mercantile marine and tourism would be encouraged. Government arable land would be given out on perpetual lease. All possible economy would be made, and if taxation became necessary, the party would ensure that the poor would not be hit.
Il-Partit Nazzjonalista wkoll kellu manifest elettorali x'hekk.
Żgur, il-Partit Nazzjonalista kontesta dina l-elezzjoni, hawnhekk naraw il-Partit Nazzjonalista jerġa' jibda jiġi fuq saqajh wara l-gwerra. Kienet hemm ħafna tagħlim ma tantx kienu jaħsbu li kellu ċans li jagħmel xi show fl-elezzjoni li jkun pressjonanti. Fil-fatt il-maġġor part l-opinjoni ġenerali kienet li jekk itella erba' siġijiet dana fil-fatt ikun mar tajjeb. Però kienet isir ħafna xogħol minn ċert individwi li nazzjonalisti biex jippruvaw jerġgħu jibnu il-partit, però kien għadu partit li kien għadu fl-istat ta' diżerrej biex ngħidlu hekk, kien għadu mhux organizzazzjoni ta' nies, u però waħda mill-affarijiet li kienet iżommu kienet din l-insistenza qawwija u naraw Nerik Mizzidin jippritka bil-kbir fuq li Malta jkollha l-ikbar awtonomija possibbli. Il-Partit Nazzjonalista wkoll sab lilu nnifsu speċjalment Nerik Mizzi personalment sab lilu nnifsu bħala it-target prinċipali tal-medja Striklandjana. Jekk naraw il-cartoons li kienu jidru ta' ġerada ta' kizmin kienu cartoons tajbin ħafna u effettivi ħafna, l'attacchi principalmente kienu kontra il-Partit Nazzjonalista u kontra Nerik Mizzi. Kienet tiġi konsistentamente prezentat bħala partit zleali lejn l-Ingilterra, bħala partit li għadu ossessjonat bis-suq il-lingwa u xejn iżjed, pereżempju qed mill-kartuż l-iktar effettivi, u kien portrait ta' Nerik Mizzi magħmul biss mill-kliem lingwa Taljana li huwa li kienet magħmul b'sena tajba ħafna. Insibu kolla ħrax attakka ħrax ħafna full page cartoon fejn il-programm nazzjonalista ġi prezentat bħala bombi Taljani qed jaqgħu fuq Malta. U li dan l-attakk kien xi ħaġa kontinwu u ftit kienet jagħtu ċans lill-Partit Nazzjonalista li jagħmel xi suċċess. Inti kellek elezzjoni fejn mill-erbgħin siġġu fil-Parlament, il-Partit Laburista rnexxilu jirbaħ 24 siġġu li kienet numru sew. Il-Partit Nazzjonalista spiċċa biss b'seba siġġijiet, suċċess għal dak li qed jistenna, disfatta kbira għad-DAP li ħafna kienet jaħsbu kien se jkun forza qawwija però kulma tella erba' siġġijiet, u disfatta għall-Partit Għawdex fis-sens li s-siġġijiet għawdex inqasmu tliet għalih u tnejn ta' Jones, u għalhekk intilef iċ-ċans li kellu l-Partit Għawdex li jaqgħet il-law xi warajh waħda. U t-tieni li nħabba li l-Partit Laburista kellu maġġoranza daqshekk komda li jkun jista' jinfluwenza l-andament tal-gvern.